Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. This is our online segment. We like to get the beat writers for the Giants settled in. We've got Paul Schwartz from the New York Post, and we've got Andy Brill from ESPN New York Radio, and Hakeem Nicks back with the Giants, number 88 back in uniform. How much could he really give them, though, down the stretch?
Well, I think the one danger is when you bring a guy back who you had, there's always you think, well, what was he like before? And the people, the Giants have to, that's not him. Okay, 2009, 10, 11, that's not this version of Hakeem Nicks. You know what I say about Hakeem Nicks? If on third and six, he can catch an eight-yard pass, that's all they need. They don't need him running down the field. Look, anything they get from him in that regard is a bonus. They need him to keep the chains moving, be a possession receiver. He's coming here to be the fourth receiver, maybe the third at times, to give Dwayne Harris a break. That's what they need. But there is a danger because, you know, it's like seeing your old love. You know what I mean? They don't look the same this time, you know, all these years later. It's not a lot of years. He's only 27, but he's not the same player. If he can do that, he'll be fine.
Nice part about Hakeem is that he's hungry. He's happy to be back. He wants to be here. He said this is where his heart was always with the Giants. And he is expected to go out and play hard and come up with some key receptions at times.
Andrew, one of the areas that the Giants could use help, maybe Nicks can help, is in the red zone. Last year, this team was so good in the red zone. Their proficiency as far as scoring touches, they had a lot of trips. What's gone wrong this year?
I don't exactly know, but a 44% efficiency in the red zone isn't going to get it done. They're near the bottom of the league in that, and they really have to work on that. With the amount of turnovers they're getting, those extra chances, they have to convert on some of those. Like Josh Brown a lot, but like to see him kicking extra points instead of field goals.
And you know what? It's not Eli, because Eli is a good red zone quarterback, even though he's not a runner. You know what I think it is, Bob? I think it's the running game. They have no threat of the run. And a lot of points in the field, but especially down close. Look, in the Patriots game, people are complaining about why aren't they running the ball down there. Well, because they don't think they can get the tough yardage down there. So I think there is very little threat of the run, and it doesn't balance the offense enough, and that's a big problem. You know, down in those close quarters, you can't just expect guys to throw the ball, although when you throw it to your best receiver, Odell Beckham, at the end of the game, you expect him to hold it and catch it and win the game, which they didn't do.
Feels like they almost run well out of scheme, when they're in shotgun and they in a passing look. But if they've got to line up, play power football, something that's been a trademark of this football team in years past, they don't get it done. One of the other areas that you mentioned, the Patriots game, if Odell Beckham Jr. hangs onto the football, if Landon Collins hangs onto an interception, we're talking about a different story. The safety question has lingered since the start of training camp. Is there any recipe that you see that's got it solidified?
Well, Craig Dahl is playing more in packages, and he's on the field maybe half the defensive snaps. You know, there's a chance they can put him on the field more at the expense maybe of, I guess, Landon Collins, who has had an okay rookie year, but not a great rookie year. You know, the reputation we heard of Landon Collins is he's a box safety. The Giants have him playing free safety, and Tom Coughlin even said his first instinct is to go forward, to creep up forward. As a free safety in the back, your first instinct has to be to protect the back end. It's a problem. Merriweather, according to Pro Football Focus, has more missed tackles than any safety in the league, and Collins is in the top three or four, which is not a top 10 that you want.
Andrew, I mean, is it rookie growing pains, or do they have too many pieces there that are just similar?
I think it is a little bit of rookie growing pains. They do have similar pieces, but it's also you've been missing Prince, so maybe they try and do a little bit more. Prince is back. Hopefully that those two corners can really shut down the two very good Washington receivers. Craig Dahl did a great job on Gronk in the last game. Got Jordan Reed's got another test this week, so we'll see if they put a linebacker there or they use Craig Dahl more. But, the safety play has to step up, and Landon Collins is going to have to learn how to hang on to that football and learn how to stay back, as Tom Coughlin said, because that was a key moment of the game. And, there could be another key moment. If the Giants can get the pressure they've been getting, there might be some chance at some more interceptions this week.
All right, DeSean Jackson's back. He can run downfield. We talked about Landon Collins being up. This is a Redskins team that has three running backs that can. They're not getting the production this year would think, but that's three really good players.
And that's one of the keys, I think.
If I told you Alfred Morris had no touchdown runs this year, what would you say to me?
I think you're crazy, but I know it's the correct stat, but that's one of the keys to this game, is stopping Alfred Morris. He's a little bit banged up, but also Matt Jones, you know, that good tandem there. Matt Jones is a little problem with the drops, has to subscribe to the Tom Coughlin school of high and tight. But that's a key to this game, is stopping the running game and trying to get Cousins to do more and really put him in harm's way and hopefully pick off some of those passes.
2012, Giants had control of the NFC East. First game of December, they went down to Washington. If they beat the Redskins, they eliminate them. They wind up having one of those games where, you know, you expected them to win it in the fourth quarter because they had in 2011. Never materialized. They wound up losing control of the division, and Washington wins the division. Is it different this year, in your opinion?
I think it is different. You know, the Giants have won five straight against the Redskins. They seem to have their number, like the Eagles have the Giants' number. I think it's different. You know what? I'm not a big, well, they took a lot out of the loss. I think the Giants took a lot out of that Patriots loss, a lot, more than I even thought they would have. You know, the devastation lasted, like, that night. And I think they went into the bye week thinking, you know what? If we play this way against every team on the rest of our schedule, will win the game. And so I really feel that emboldened the Giants, and I think that will carry them into this week. They have some injury concerns, but not enough. You know, Prince coming back, I think, is a huge deal. I don't think it's the same. I think the Giants can go into Washington and really play a strong
prediction
game.
Then. Give me a prediction. Score.
I'm going to give you, I think it's going to be low scoring, 24-16 Giants.
Andrew?
I'm going to go a little higher, 31-17 Giants.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.